Welcome to episode 162 of the Culture Builders podcast. Over the next number of episodes, we're going to be focusing on the theme of culture killers. And the first culture killer I want to talk to you about is ambition, or maybe better put, misplaced ambition. Now, I want to just share with you an example where in my own life, I've struggled with this idea of ambition and having misplaced ambitions. And I've been coaching for 17 seasons, and over the first 9 years of my coaching career, I had one winning season. I coached high school basketball for 5 years and then got hired as a women's college basketball coach at the age of 28, and took over a struggling program, grew it over the first 2.5 seasons, and then started dealing with a ton of injuries. And as a young coach, I was 30 years old at the time. Injuries led to some cultural issues, frustrations on the girls' part. And ultimately, after 4 seasons, I ended up resigning because I didn't feel confident in my abilities anymore. I was depressed, I was frustrated, and ultimately, I was burnt out on coaching. I didn't want anything to do with coaching for a long time. I remember that summer, I didn't focus on coaching anything at all. I didn't even know what I was going to coach the next season. Went back to teaching at the high school level and coaching again the next year, and a shift happened. Started for over the next 8 seasons, started to experience more success as a coach. Many more winning seasons, some championships along the way, and looking back, seeing at the two different stages of my career, the first 9 seasons of my coaching career, losing a lot. The next 8 seasons, winning a lot more. And through that whole journey, that whole experience of these, it seems like these two different spectrums of my coaching career so far, learned two important lessons. First one was, my failures and disappointments had revealed the state of my soul. And what I mean by that was, those first 9 years of my coaching career, I realized that I had misplaced my values. I had found my worth in wins and losses, and I was coaching strictly to win. And when I didn't experience that type of success that I wanted to or felt that I needed to, it left me empty inside. And ultimately, because of that, I was being extremely selfish and self-centered and focused on myself. I missed out on some amazing opportunities to build into the players that I was entrusted to coach in dealing with adversity or just in that adverse situation to help them learn and grow. I forgot the main reason I was coaching. And the second lesson I learned was, through maybe the next 8 years of my coaching career, was that my successes and achievements are poor substitutes for what really matters. I got to experience what the famous playwright Tennessee Williams calls the catastrophe of success. For the first 9 years of my coaching career, not a lot of success on the scoreboard, questioning if I want to continue doing this. Then the tides turned and started to experience success. And when I did, it was a lot of fun. It was great, enjoyed it, winning's way better than losing, but still didn't fill this void or this satisfaction. I was almost left with the feeling of like, okay, well now what? We just do this all over again. And came to the same conclusion, whether my teams are struggling to win games in a season or whether we're having a lot of success on the scoreboard and winning a lot of games, that my main priority is to be a player's coach and to be focused on who my players are becoming by being a part of my program. Are they becoming better human beings with strong values, who want to serve others, love others, who are hardworking, who are committed, all those great values that we want to teach in our programs. It's really easy to lose sight of those things when you're struggling to win games or even when you're winning games. So coaches, I want to ask you the question and just remind you, it's really easy to lose sight of what's important regardless of how your season's going. And hopefully you can learn from those two lessons and evaluate and to understand that whether you're winning or losing, your players can tell where your ambitions are at. They can tell if you care more about them as human beings, as people, or if you care more about those wins and losses and they're just pawns in the grand scheme of things. So coaches, maybe the question for the week for you to start thinking about is, where are my ambitions, and are my ambitions misplaced?